Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Insurance fraud in the UK is at a record high. Figures show there are 130,000 dodgy claims in 2014. That's a rise of 9% on the year before. But however, as part of the same report, the insurance bodies have put out some details of people that have been caught.
Good.
Trying to sting the insurance companies. And we've come up with our favourite five here. So at five, the man who staged a burglary at his home to try and get £30,000 from his home insurer. He reported to police that laptops, computer games, jewellery had all been stolen. He said thieves must have used his door keys to get in. However, his story unraveled when it was shown that one of the photos of the stolen laptop was actually taken after the alleged theft. Don't faux pas. Don't forget, digital photographs stamp when you take the photographs, so don't do it. Okay.
Number four, a postman was jailed for 18 months after claiming a road accident has had been left him unable to walk unaided, dress himself or drive, so he can do his job. But his claim fell apart after he was filmed playing guitar at a music festival. medical examinations found that he had no such lasting injuries.
Clearly, a man who claimed £17,000 against his local council for the negligent maintenance of a drain which he fell over. However, he was exposed by YouTube, showing he sustained his injuries from an accident, accidental fall while showing off. It was nothing to do with the council at all. Two, what have you got there at two?
A man tried to con his insurer out of £20,000 by claiming his fiancée's engagement ring was stolen while on holiday in Brazil, only for a picture of his future wife wearing the ring to appear on Facebook.
Yeah, I tell you, digital photography, it's the worst thing in the world. It's going to let you down. And my favourite of all, the shopper who deliberately slipped on a wet bag in a supermarket to make a £10,000 bogus injury claim. He claimed he'd suffered head and body injuries, but the shop's CCTV footage showed him easing himself onto the floor before calling for help. I'm just thinking, there must have been shoppers in the shop watching him do that. I must have been thinking,
oh, I've hurt, oh,
what's he doing getting onto the floor? All like that muppet. Saturday, went up to South Lake Safari Zoo, which we've been talking about loads on Wish FM over the recent weeks. I don't know if you've got one of the family tickets up there, but well worth the trip. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, I didn't get a freebie. I didn't buy my ticket, just like you have. You know, it's really good. And the kids, they're feeding giraffes. I've never realised before how long the giraffe's tongue is. It shot out, like that, wolfed down the leaves, like that. They come across as like these really graceful kind of creatures, don't they? And then as soon as you dangle food in front of it, like that. And there were these lemurs. They were eating out of Finn and Olivia's hands as well, the little lemurs. Reminded me of the kids, actually. Got monkeys walking all over the place. It was fascinating. I've never been to a safari. I mean, like a safari, you think you drive around a safari, don't you? But not that you walk around this one. Very clever. And vultures, oh my word, we weren't brave enough to go into the vulture enclosure for some reason. I mean, I think they only go after dead meat, don't they? But, I mean, I was tempted to push the mother-in-law in there, to be fair, but these vultures, they looked as angry as you'd imagine. And they're massive, absolutely massive vultures. This massive enclosure, but they just look mean. You don't want to mess with a vulture, I'm sorry. Angry creatures. 13th of July today, and the morning we're waking up to this extraordinary photo of Lewis Hamilton being refused entry at Wimbledon yesterday. I suggested earlier that he should be refused entry anywhere dressed like that. That is a dreadful shirt, isn't it? Probably cost him thousands of pounds. Do you really?
Yeah.
Probably cost him thousands of pounds. He reminds me a little bit of turning up. You remember when Del and Rodney dressed up as Batman and Robin and they turned up at that funeral?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit about that.
Right, kind of okay.
Just wearing the wrong thing for the wrong occasion. But he was... and I was trying to think of times in my life when I've been... the only time I think I've ever been refused entry to a certain extent, and that was because we were wearing the wrong clothes to get into the county stand at Haydock, believe it or not. We got let in. We had to go via the Tattersalls. We had a good night anyway, but yeah, I was a bit disappointed. I thought, oh...
I've been refused entry to a few clubs before, but that's generally to my state.
Is it really?
And then sneak back in 2 minutes later. Wearing someone else's coat or something, thinking that would work.
Didn't it?
I got thrown out of a football match once.
Did you?
Yeah. But not for being rowdy or anything.
Right.
Just because I don't think the owner appreciated a story that I'd written.
Really? You fell out with them, did you?
Yeah, I got escorted out of the ground. I quite enjoyed it.
And how did that work? What did you get? What did they like? They manhandled you?
Well, I got in, and then he spotted me in the press box, and then it got someone to escort me out.
Brilliant!
It was only like a pre-season friendly or something.
Oh, you're
like that.
Joking. Hope you had a good night's sleep last night. Hope it was better than mine. Woke up midway through the night to just help Finn out. He did a little four-year-old. He was having a bit restless. Just went and got up to settle him back down again. And as I was through in his bedroom, clearly my wife, Donna, thought, Chris has got up to go to work. It must be 4 o'clock-ish. So I got back into our bedroom and Donna had taken up the Chris has gone to work pose in bed. And had taken up the whole bed. I don't know what she was doing. Well, I had like a foot of the bed at one side to get into, and then spent the next 10-15 minutes trying to push her back over. Right, little lyrics this morning. It's been causing problems. No one's got it. I can't believe it. Three or four wrong answers, but nobody's got it right. So the lyric today and all this week coming from Lee Central Primary School.
Hi, my name's Katie, and this is my lyric. With a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. Now you're calling me up on the phone so you can have a little wine and a moan.
And it was...
But with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end.
Lily Allen.
Now you're calling me up on the phone so you can have a little...
There you go, Lily Allen. Smile today on Little Lyrics. Try again tomorrow, huh? Just been reading about Apple. They've made a tiny change to their keyboard, the iPhone and the iPad keyboard, in the next update. It's something I'd not even noticed. Apparently, they're going to change the keyboard so that when Shift is pressed, the letters change between upper and lower case. I'd not even noticed they didn't. How's this passed me by? I'm so unobservant. I really am. It's like when Donna has her hair done. And it takes her to clunk me round the head with a rolled-up newspaper to actually notice. I didn't know. That's how rubbish I am. I walk around with my eyes shut. I'd not even notice until I picked up my iPhone a moment ago and thought, really, is that right? Is it not? And it doesn't. It doesn't go lowercase, uppercase on your keyboard. But it will do on the new update. There you go. The things you learn, huh?
Milo in the morning with Arnold Clark. It's about affordable motoring. It's about you. Wish FM.